What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Bully Talk Podcast. I am your host, Montone Barbudo, aka the Bearded Bully, and today I have a funny story for y'all niggas. I know I haven't dropped an episode in a while. I promised that I was gonna step it up, but you know, shit happens. I'm black. Don't fucking judge me, alright? I am currently doing this episode live on TikTok, so if you hear me say something that's not relevant to the story, I'm answering to one of these dickheads that's saying some dumb shit, so I'ma just apologize about that from now. So, I know the last episode I did, it was kind of serious, you know, like, I was pretty much talking about how my life has changed within the past year, where I leveled up, I left a job, I got a new job, I moved. It was just a lot of things that happened. I was pretty much giving y'all an update. So I figured, why not give y'all something to laugh about, because I have millions of fucking stories, right? Right. So with this story specifically, I'm going to take it back to a time when I was about 14 to about 16 years old. Let's say 13 to 16 years old. And my pops had took me and my cousin to King's Dominion in Virginia. Now, if you're from Virginia or you know about King's Dominion, you know that's a water park slash like racetrack park, whatever the case may be. This specific day, we decided that we wanted to go on the water park slide. Me specifically, I don't know how to swim, so I don't even know why I decided to go into the water park. But I remember, y'all know the wave pool. I was in the wave pool. I was in one of the little tubes. Being that, I guess, of my weight, the way the water was drifting, I don't know, but I slowly drifted further and further out into the wave pool. So by the time I realized it, I was damn near next to the wall where the waves were created. Now, mind you, I said I can't swim. So me jumping out of the pool, I mean, out of the tube into the water was a no-go. That was not going to happen. So I just had to pretty much man up and hold it down. So I called my cousin to get the attention of the lifeguards, because I was pretty much stuck and stranded in the middle of this wave pool with no way to fucking escape. They finally notice that I'm out there stranded. They tell me to jump off. I dub it like, bro, I can't swim. So me jumping off is not happening. Y'all gonna either have to drain this pool or somebody's gonna have to jump in and come get me. So they ended up evacuating the pool, turning off the waves, and these niggas stuck out a long ass, like a pool stick, like I guess the clean shit picture up, whatever the case may be. I grabbed onto the pole, they pulled me to the side, I got up on the regular floor level, whatever the fuck this shit is called, next to the pool. They tried to like questioning to make sure I was okay, I wasn't like hurt, traumatized, whatever the case may be. I told them I was good. I got low on them niggas. I got boom, hit the crowd, got low, went to go find my pops, right? Shortly after, like I said, I can't fucking swim. I need y'all to keep that in your fucking head. So shortly after this, me and my cousin, we go to this slide. And I remember it was two slides next to each other. It was a high slide and a low slide. So we get to that high slide and I read the sign. It should say it's 10 feet. So I'm like, damn, I'm not doing that. I can't swim, so I'm going to do the low slide. My dumbass is thinking a low slide isn't 10 feet. It's not going to be as deep. It's just a lower fucking drop, so you're not dropping as high, right? So, boom. My cousin go first. He's in the pool. He's swimming. He comes out. I go down the second slide. I hit the water. I came up for a split second and went right back fucking down. Yo, I swear to God, it felt like I was underwater for like 5 minutes. From my point of view, underwater looking up, I could see the orange life vest, but them, it's like them niggas is not coming to get me. They just standing there chilling. I guess they waiting to see if I'm gonna come back up or not. Bro, I'm dying down here. Like, come and get me before I fucking make it to the upper room, bro. Like, what is y'all doing? So niggas eventually getting two people dove in to get me. I don't even know why they needed two people. I was a kid, bro. Like, one of y'all would have did the job. So both of them jump in and get me. They pull me up. I'm coughing mad water. Shit's coming out my nose, right? So now they're like, yo, aren't you the same kid from the wave pool? Man, I booked it on them niggas. I got low. Found my pops. The niggas ended up leaving. But my pops don't know why I was in such a rush to leave. But after I make this episode and he listens to it, he's going to understand why I was in a rush to leave. But after that, I've never learned how to swim. Like, I don't know if I was traumatized by it, because it's not like I was scared. Like, yeah, I almost drowned, but I'm not afraid of water. I'll get into water. it just can't go past my nipples. You feel me? Like, I have a measurement that if it gets past my nipples, I'm getting out. I'm 5'11", 6 foot. There's no reason for me to be fucking tiptoeing or trying to jump and keep my head above water. Nah, we're not doing that. So, I remember this my same cousin. This is a couple of years after I come back to VA. I'm at his house. Like I said, if you're from Virginia, you know most people in Virginia have pools in their backyard because they have the space for it. So I'm at my cousin's house. Everybody's jumping in the pool and shit. I'm just sitting there with my feet in the pool. I'm chilling. They like, yo, jump in. I'm like, nah, I can't swim. They's like, yo, so-and-so's a lifeguard. She's going to teach you how to swim. Just take two noodles and jump in the pool. No, I'm not jumping in the pool. Like, people who could swim make it seem like it's just that easy to just jump in. Nigga, I'm scared. I'm fucking scared, my nigga. Like, I'm going to drown. And I know the first thing you're not supposed to do is panic. How the fuck are you expecting somebody who doesn't know how to swim to not panic? That's the first thing I'm doing once I jump in the water is gonna panic. I'm gonna have water in my nose, my ears. I'm gonna be coughing up. Nah, bro, we not doing that. We not doing that. But those are just some of the fucking incidents I've had with water. I've had times when I had to save my pops in the pool from drowning. And that nigga know he can't swim. He know I can't. Man... Yo, I'm going to wrap this episode up real quick because I got another story I actually want to do. I want to do something a little bit more serious, but I just wanted to get the juices flowing and knock out this funny story. So, yo, go follow me on TikTok at Beautiful Bully and Bully Talk Podcast. Follow the Instagram, Bully Talk Podcast. Follow the Facebook page, Bully Talk Podcast. I'm trying to drop more episodes. I'm going to try to be more consistent with this shit. I know I say that all the time, but... I got niggas who listen to me, and I gotta give y'all what y'all want. You feel me? And I know I always say this shit, but I'm going to step it up. Just keep fucking with me. I got something special coming. I know I told y'all niggas I was gonna try to do like boxers because everybody's making clothes, but I'm not even gonna do the boxer thing. I talked to somebody who actually has their own clothing business, and he told me how it's not really worth it. Like, it's hard. I'm not gonna say it's not worth it, but it's hard. So I'm going to dial that back a little bit, but I have other ideas that I'm cooking up because word two, I hate working for people. So I'm trying to get my own shit going and I'm going to just keep putting out this content. I'm trying to get back into the stand-up comedy scene. I fell back off of it for the past couple of months, but trust me when I tell y'all 2023, I'm bringing a new energy and I'm going to show y'all niggas what's up. I'm going to tell y'all exactly why I call myself the bully. It's not no negative, derogatory way. I'm bullying my way into whatever the fuck I want to do with no help. And I'm going to do this shit by my fucking self. Thank y'all for listening. Y'all already know what the fuck to do. Holla at me.